TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features victims' rights attorney Laura L. Dunn, recorded live at TED 2018.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throughout the United States, there is growing social awareness. Sexual violence and harassment are far too common occurrences within our various institutions, occurrences often without any accountability. As a result, the Me Too movement is upon us, and survivors everywhere are speaking out to demand change. Students have rallied against sexual assault on campus. Service members have demanded Congress reform the military. And workers, ranging from Hollywood stars to janitorial staff, have called out sexual harassment in the workplace. This is a tipping point. This is when a social movement can create lasting legal change, but only if we switch tactics. Instead of going by institution, fighting for reform, it's time to go to the Constitution. As it stands, the U.S. Constitution denies fundamental protections to victims of gender violence, such as sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and stalking. Specifically, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits state governments from abusing its citizens, does not require state governments to intervene when private parties abuse its citizens. So what does that mean in real life? That means that when a woman calls the police from her home, afraid that an intruder may attack her, she is not entitled to the state's protection. Not only can the police fail to respond, but she will be left without any legal remedy if preventable harm occurs as a result. How can this be? It is because the state, theoretically, acts on behalf of all citizens collectively, not any one citizen individually. The resulting constitutional flaw directly contradicts international law, which requires nation states to intervene and protect citizens against gender violence by private parties as a human right. Instead of requiring intervention, our Constitution leaves discretion, discretion that states have used to discriminate systemically, to deny countless victims any remedy. Unlike what you may have seen on Law & Order SVU, justice is rare for victims of gender violence. And even in those rare cases where law enforcement has chosen to act, victims have no rights during the resulting criminal process. You see, victims are not parties in a criminal case. Rather, they are witnesses, their body's evidence. The prosecution does not represent the interests of a victim. Rather, the prosecution represents the interests of the state. And the state has the discretion to dismiss criminal charges, enter lax plea deals, and otherwise remove a victim's voice from the process. Because again, a state, theoretically, represents the interests of all citizens collectively, and not any one citizen individually. Despite this constitutional flaw, some victims of gender violence have found protections under federal civil rights statutes, such as Title IX. Title IX is not just about sports. Rather, it prohibits all forms of sex discrimination, including sexual violence and harassment, within educational programs that accept federal funding. While initially targeting sex discrimination within admissions, Title IX has actually evolved over time to require educational institutions to intervene and address gender violence when committed by certain parties, such as when teachers, students, or campus visitors commit sexual assault or harassment. So what this means is that through Title IX, those who seek access to education are protected against gender violence in a way that otherwise does not exist under the law. It is Title IX that requires educational institutions to take reports of gender violence seriously or to suffer liability. And through campus-level proceedings, Title IX goes so far as to give victims equitable rights during the campus process, which means that victims can represent their own interests during proceedings rather than relying on educational institutions to do so. And that's really important, because educational institutions have historically swept gender violence under the rug, much like our criminal justice system does today. So while civil rights protect some victims, we should want to protect all victims. Rather than going institution by institution, fighting for reform on campus, in the military, in the workplace, it's time to go to the Constitution and pass the Equal Rights Amendment. Originally proposed in 1923, the Equal Rights Amendment would guarantee gender equality under the law. And much like Title IX on campus, that constitutional amendment could require states to intervene and address gender violence as a prohibited form of sex discrimination. While the Equal Rights Amendment did not pass in the 1970s, it actually came within three states of doing so. And within the last year, at least one of those states has ratified the amendment. Because we live in different political times. From the Women's March to the Me Too movement, we have the growing political will of the people necessary to create lasting legal change. So as a victims' rights attorney fighting to increase the prospect of justice for survivors across the country, and as a survivor myself, I'm not here to say time's up. I'm here to say it's time. It's time for accountability to become the norm after gender violence. It's time to pass the Equal Rights Amendment so that our legal system can become a system of justice and Me Too can finally become no more. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.